السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أمين يا رب العالمين. May Allah give us tawfiq and enable us to serve His deen. Subhanallah, we discuss a very special Sahabiyya radiallahu anha. Imagine one whom was so close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would actually refer to her as mother. Subhanallah. She cared for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She saw his amazing qualities and traits from his childhood. He grew up sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in her home. And how this happened was the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's father passed on before he came into this world. And as a young man, he lost his mother sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he lived with his grandfather Abdul Muttalib, who passed away when the beloved of Allah was but 8 years old. Then the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed with his uncle, Abu Talib, meaning his father's brother, Abu Talib. This great personality is none other than the mother of Hazrat Ali, the mother of Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu anhum, the mother of Hazrat Aqil radiallahu anhu, and the other brother was Talib. Interestingly, her four sons have 10 years apart from each other. She is none other than the wife of Abu Talib. Subhanallah. She saw the greatness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from his childhood. And she mentioned his presence in the home was a difference. Made the difference. Subhanallah. But she had good heart. Sometimes shaitan whispers in the heart and harbors hatred towards someone else's child. And we show preferential treatment sometimes, Allah forgive us, for our own over others. She showed kindness and love and pity to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was not only Abu Talib who was kind to the beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he had the support of his wife in caring for none other than the beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And she says, when he was in the morning, he was neat. Wasn't like other children where there's dirt in the eye, unkempt hair. He was neat, he was tidy. When he partook of meals, he was neat. He shared with others. He was considerate, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was always blessings in his presence in the home. She acknowledges that. And when the beloved of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would invite to Allah, she was among the earliest sahabiyat, radiallahu anhum. Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha, Hazrat Lubaba radiallahu anha, Hazrat Fatima bint Asad. She is Fatima bint Asad. The fourth was Hazrat Fatima bint al-Khattab radiallahu anha. So Fatima bint Asad bin Hashim bin Abd Manaf bin Qusay. So she is Hashimiyya radiallahu anha. She embraced Islam in the early stages. And as the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wedded Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha, all of this was known to Fatima bint Asad radiallahu anha. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's journeys to Syria, the encounter with Buhayra, his closeness to his uncle Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And due to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's akhlaq, she allowed Hazrat Ali to grow up in the home of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this was Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's akhlaq, who wanted to care for Abu Talib and his wife, that they were elderly, they had quite a few children, so Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wanted to help them. So he spoke to his other uncle, Abbas Radiallahu Anhu, you keep a child from Abu Talib, our uncle, my uncle, and I'll keep one of the children. So Ja'far radiallahu anhu grew up in the home of Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anhu, and Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu grew up in the home of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the command of Allah came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to teach and guide his near and dear ones, Hazrat Fatima embraced Islam in the early stages. Her and her children, the first of whom being none other than Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent his Sahaba out for Hijrah, Hazrat Ja'far departed and he bidded his mother farewell. And she bore patience. And even through the siege and the boycott against Banu Hashim, she sacrificed, subhanallah, with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Abu Talib, her husband. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would always visit her, respect her, and show kindness to her. And when Hazrat Ali wedded the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, subhanallah, what a wonderful mother-in-law was Fatima bint Asad radiallahu anha towards her daughter-in-law. She was very helpful, toward her daughter-in-law, radiallahu anhuma. And they did things together, they helped each other, they carried out tasks for each other. Herself and Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha would take tasks. Hazrat Fatima was responsible for inside the house and certain things that where need be to get it from outside. Hazrat Fatima bint Asad would carry out that khidmah, and they had a special understanding. SubhanAllah, what an amazing quality. Allah give us tawfiq to be good to our in-laws, our mothers-in-law and fathers-in-law. Like we know, we have to be kind and respectful to our parents, and that's so pertinent. But the hadith also teaches us that a man who deserves one's respect is one who gave you his daughter and gave you his sister. أَحَقُّ مَا يُكْرَمُ عَلَيْهِ الرَّجُلُ بِنْتُهُ وَأُخْتُهُ وَكَمَا قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ رَوَاهُ الْإِمَامُ أَبُو دَاوُدَ وَالْإِمَامُ إِبْنُ مَاجَهَ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ. So we learn, yes, we want our wives to respect our parents. We should also show respect and show kindness and show appreciation. Alhamdulillah. For Allah's pleasure, for Allah's sake. So we should do for our in-laws. Allah give us all tawfiq. And as a mother-in-law, let's remember when we were daughter-in-laws and we felt we weren't treated well, and we said we'll never treat our daughter-in-laws in a disrespectful, bad manner. But we'll show kindness to them and try our best. Like their own daughters. And why is it then we, when we become mothers-in-law, we forget the pledge we made and that dua we made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Have we forgotten that our daughters in someone's home, we also want her to be treated kindly, respectfully. And also we have to teach our daughters respect also from very young. Is it correct that we want our daughter's mother-in-law to treat them well? And how do we treat our daughters-in-law? So Allah give us tawfiq. Justice is an amazing trait, an amazing quality of the Muslim. And we see that between Hazrat Fatima bint Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Fatima bint Asad radiallahu anha. There's an interesting incident where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had this cloth and he said, you know, prepare it and make it as scarves for the fawatim, the different Fatimas. The plural of Fatima is fawatim. So one was for Hazrat Fatima, the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The other scarf was for Hazrat Fatima bint Asad radiallahu anha. The third was Fatima bint Hamza radiallahu anha. The fourth seems to be Fatima, the wife of Aqil bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. Her name was Fatima bint Shayba radiallahu anha. Historians write that Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha bint Asad was the first Hashimiyya, a woman who hails from the Hashim offspring, a family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to give birth to a Hashimi, because her husband as well as her were both from the Banu Hashim, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And she was also the first Hashimiyya, female Hashimi, to give birth to a Khalifa, because her son was the fourth Khalifa of Islam and the fourth greatest of this Ummah, none other than Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. Then Hazrat Fatima, the beloved daughter of the beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, also she was the mother of Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu, who was the Khalifa for 6 months after Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. Then another is Zubaydah, the wife of Harun Rashid rahmatullah alayhima. She gave birth to her son Muhammad al-Amin, who also was a Khalifa. But something else very interesting is the fact that when she passed on, Allahu Akbar, in the Medinan stage, sometime after Abu Talib, the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam descended into her grave. We find in history, the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam performed many janazas of all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, but entering the graves, there were a few. 3 female Sahabiyat and 2 were Sahaba radiallahu anhum. The beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself descended in the grave of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha, and that was in the Meccan stage. And in Medina Munawwara, he descended in the grave of the son of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha. Out of respect for Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha, this child grew up in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he also descended into the grave of a great Sahabi who sacrificed everything. His uncle who cared for him, but when he became Muslim, his uncle kicked him out. His mother gave him one piece of cloth, a large piece of cloth like a curtain. And he tore it in two, one as an upper garment and a lower garment, like the Ihram, Abdullah Muzani radiallahu anhu, a Sahabi who was known as Dhul Bijadain, the two sheets. And he was known for Dhikrullah in abundance. He would make loud Dhikrullah. Some said, is he showing off? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he is one who profusely turns to Allah. Subhanallah, he would make loud dhikr of Allah. How beautiful is to make the dhikr of Allah. Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam used to remember Allah and recite the Zabur and take Allah's names and remember Allah profusely and all the creation of Allah, like the birds and the mountains would echo, would recite the dhikr of Allah with him, not just echo. Those who denounce the reality of Subhanallah, these miracles, they say, no, it was an echo. يُسَبِّحْنَا وَالطَّيْرِ They say, no, it was not actually the mountains making dhikr, but it was an echo. Actually, they are definitely mistaken, because the verse says the mountains were reciting with him as well as the birds. Now, what echo would the birds recite? They were actually making dhikrullah, not just the echo, the suda. So this sahabi would make the dhikr of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, also descended in the grave of Hazrat Ummu Ruman radiyallahu anha. And he also descended in the grave of Hazrat Fatima bint Asad radiyallahu anha. Allahu Akbar.